to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and you are on Empowered by the Spirit. And wow, am I excited. I am so excited. I feel like I just won the lottery. It's Christmas morning because we have one of the most famous men, one of the most anointed men, one of the holiest men I've ever seen. And we have a preparation for this man. We call him the man, the myth, the one and only Nobiloni. And that is Mark McElrath, who is the executive director of Santiago Retreat Center. Welcome, Mark.
Well, Deacon, ordained Deacon Steve, thank you very much. I appreciate that. That's a great introduction, and I'll appreciate that for a long time.
Well, and let me just say that I just feel tired listening and knowing the types of things that you do. I feel like I'm a slacker because I cannot even remotely keep up with. How do you do so much for the Lord? It's amazing.
It's literally the title of your show, A Spirit-Filled Heart.
There we go. That's our name of Empowered by the Spirit.
Empowered by the Spirit.
But Spirit-Filled Hearts is the name of our ministry, so you got them both right. But he is executive director of Santiago Retreat Center. And since this is on 45 stations, and perhaps there are some people, shockingly so, who don't know about Santiago Retreat Center, could you tell our listening audience what it is?
Absolutely, Deacon. Thank you very much for having me, and hello, everyone. Santiago Retreat Center is a resource that the Lord has pulled together through an amazing journey. But if you can imagine, I'm sitting here in the middle of urban core Orange County in Garden Grove, California, which is 1 mile from Disneyland for those that have been there. If you go out the front door of the Christ Cathedral, you're on Chapman Avenue, and if you go 17 miles into the foothills of the Santa Ana Mountains, you're in a wilderness setting where you have 500 acres that have been set aside for use as a Catholic retreat center. And it's in the middle of the Cleveland National Forest, which has 600,000 acres of reserve space, and in front of it, 50,000 acres of Orange County Parks reserve space. So we have this little beautiful nugget that's in a wilderness setting, but yet 20 minutes from where we sit right now in urban core.
And I have to say that is one of the holiest places I've ever been to. It's one of the most anointed places I've ever been to, with people who are on fire for Jesus Christ. And it's a great place. But today on this show, we're going to be talking about the spirituality of summer camps. This is a tremendous opportunity for people to come to summer camps. And what's the age of most of the people who come?
Well, it's really the mission of the retreat center. The purpose is the renewal of the church as it's lived in parish life. So the retreat center exists to bring people out to wilderness and nature to hear God's voice quietly in the wilderness, and then to come back and take what they received back into their life in parish. So it's a renewal of parish life through retreat. But when we get to summer, it's really about the individual, the domus ecclesia, the house church, about bringing that microcosm out into the wilderness setting for the family to be renewed so that they can help renew their parish life. So it's really ages, all ages that are a part of family life. And we'll talk about the various programs. But, you know, during the summer, we'll welcome everybody from nursing mothers to grandparents my age and even sometimes older that come out and enjoy the retreat center and the camps at whatever stage in life they are. We meet them where they are and walk with them in Camino to where God is calling them to be.
And there's so many things to enjoy. It is literally a retreat center as it relates to the mountains and the walk as it relates to the stations. And tell us more about the retreat center.
Well, the retreat center, again, its purpose is to help with the renewal of parish life. And what does that mean? Well, when a person hears the interior call of God in their heart, as you know, something happens interior. There's a change. There's a leaning in. And so the retreat center exists as a place to welcome people in for the stillness, to get unplugged from the technology of our lives in order to just be quiet and to be still and to hear the whisper, how God speaks to us so often in the word, but also in the natural surroundings. As you know, here in California, we're experiencing a super bloom phenomenon right now. In fact, let me even see. For those that are following along on Facebook Live, you'll see this beautiful super bloom that's starting to take place. The colors are bursting. Life is coming again after our big rains that we had this winter. And so when you see natural surroundings, particularly when we live so much of our life in our car or in our urban core, in our office settings or in our fluorescent environments, just to get out into nature is renewing and recharging, revitalizing in itself. So the retreat center exists for that. So we do different programs such as confirmation retreats on the weekends or spirituality retreats such as Jóvenes para Cristo or Pescadores del Hombre or perhaps any of the new movements, Eucharistic Youth, during the year to help with those parish-based groups. But then we also do live events once in a while. For example, Good Friday, as you know, we do the Stations of the Cross hike. We have a 60-foot cross at the top of a peak that has about a mile and a half stations hike, which is, you know, a fair degree of difficulty. We'll get 1,000 people that'll come out in that environment. And it's living the stations in a whole new way because you're surrounded by an environment that's very much like Judea and where Jesus would have walked the Passion.
So I do have a clarification since our buddy Dan Dulac was last night at an event that I went to, and he announced it. He said it was 2 miles. So is it a mile and a half or 2 miles?
Well, if you go the extra, you know, the extra lean, it's 2 miles. Yeah, it's not for the faint of heart.
He says it's really amazing. And I've actually done it, and it is incredibly amazing and so beautiful. And we need a filling station.
Yeah.
We need to be filled by the Holy Spirit, empowered by the Spirit, the name of our show.
Absolutely.
We need to be filled with every spiritual blessing. And that's why retreat centers and Santiago Retreat Center is so, so important. And I have to tell you, you just feel anointed. You feel the power of the Holy Spirit when you come there. And to come there as family, which is what you're talking about, is very special because the family's under attack.
Yes, absolutely. It was Patrick Peyton, Venerable Patrick Peyton, who said the family that prays together stays together, and a family at prayer is a family at peace. And we see that when families come out and experience the retreat center from a camp perspective, it really is a renewing effect. And they take that back into their home. Perhaps they start some new devotionals. Perhaps for the first time they pray as family together. Things that we took for granted growing up, perhaps grace before and after meals, family rosary, prayer before bedtime, blessing your children before they retire. Those are all customs that are important because they bring family prayer and unity together. And that's something that we try and encourage through our camp life.
And you are an incredible family man. Drusilla, I believe, is your wife of how many years?
This is 36 years for us. Our anniversary will be at the end of this month.
God bless you both. And you have two beautiful daughters.
I do. Mercedes is 31 years old, mother of three children, married coming on 9 years now. Her anniversary is coming up. And Marissa and Juan have been married 3 years, and they're expecting their second child.
Praise the Lord. You know, I have to tell you that you are a role model for me personally and for many, many people in this Diocese of Orange. Tell us about your spiritual journey.
I'm the youngest of nine children. I was blessed with parents who were part of that World War II greatest generation. They came to California right after the war, and as 8 million other people did, and as people who were part of that experience. Now, there was nothing here in California at that time, so we're the ones that trailblazed everything. They built the freeways, they built the hospitals, they built the school systems. So we're that first generation of people that were doing everything, and as a result, we're very much a can-do example for our family. And as the youngest of nine children, we had a very integrated family life, family that not only had a very evolved spirituality in terms of going to Mass and making it part of our daily life, the parish schools, but my dad, as a businessman, was a great model of hard work and entrepreneurial zeal and spirit. And so I had a good example there. And if you get off to a good start with a good family, it's a good start in life. Then they gave me the blessing of going to St. Catherine's Academy, which is a military school owned and operated by the Dominican Sisters of Mission San Jose. So in elementary school, I lived at school from grades 5 to 8. Dominican Sisters, which was Thomistic philosophy that was being modeled for us just in the daily rhythm of the school. And then some great examples of military advisors who themselves were World War II veterans and really taught us what it was to be self-disciplined in our leadership and then to become servant leaders as we moved our way through the program. After that, I went to Servite High School, again, an all-boys school, strong on formation, strong in academics, athletics.
And football, yeah.
Great football programs in the late 70s. And then after that, I moved out to Palm Desert, probably fell away from the faith a little bit in terms of my hard work and working to establish a career. Met my wife, got married. When we became pregnant with our first child, that's when I went back to Mass, and that's really when a lot of the life lessons that have been laid in the foundation really kicked in. And since then, probably for almost 32 years now, really trying to integrate my life of faith, family, and work, and trying to just say yes to the Lord whenever he puts something in front of me.
Now, you were an executive in what area?
Yes. Well, I was in the hospitality field with Marriott. When I first started working, I was started as a busboy and ended up as a restaurant manager and then a director of restaurants. And then I changed companies and became a hotel general manager. I did that for a number of years, managed a couple properties. And then our family business grew to the point where my dad asked me to come back and help run it with my brother Rich and my sister Karen. And so then it came in and did a 20-year career in manufacturing women's apparel, selling to specialty stores all across the country, traveled in 42 of our 50 states and several countries. We also owned 14 high-end specialty boutiques and resort locations. So we were running retail stores as well as manufacturing and distributing, managing real estate portfolios and family business and the relationships that happened through that. So it was a busy 20-year career before I transitioned into this next act, which has been at the Retreat Center and at Catholics at Work, OC, the Santiago Catholic Business Clubs.
And so what year was that that you made?
Well, it really happened kind of in a gradual stage. We started Catholics at Work, OC, in 2008. That really was the time period the recession was going on. I was very involved in businesses that were going in two different business cycles. So it was a very long work week for me every day, as well as trying to outreach and evangelize the marketplace. After I closed the last of my stores, I pretty much just took a year to kind of decompress and ask the Lord what was going to be the next step. Through a strange set of circumstances, I ended up working for Father Spitzer at the Majus Institute for a year.
Wow.
And that really was
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
interesting.
That 2010 year of helping Father when he left Gonzaga and came to Orange County.
And we pray right now for Father Spitzer.
Absolutely.
Because of his shoulder and he's having surgery on Tuesday, yeah. And we know that God is healing him in Jesus'
name. He sure is. Amen. And so that year really helped me understand that the Lord was calling me into a more direct world of the apostolate. And so after that year, my spiritual director introduced me to Dan Dulac, who you mentioned, and then Dan and I just slowly developed a friendship as me serving on the board and then chairing his board and then ultimately coming to work for the Retreat Center as it all moved into hyper gear the last 4 years. It's just been
4 years.
Yeah, four years. It's just been.
It's like 40 years. I mean, you've done the work of 40 years. I've never, to my listening audience, you've got to know this man. He is just amazing. I don't know how you do it. What time do you wake up in the morning? Let's start there.
Okay.
I mean, you must wake up at like 3 a.m.
Well, most mornings I do, but that's not.
Seriously?
Yeah, most mornings it's 3 a.m. It's the internal clock turns you on, and then you knock out a Divine Mercy chaplet and you go back to bed, hopefully.
Now, I've heard the word driven, but let's just use something not driven, but just purposeful. I love that word. I don't know if it's a word, but that's the word I use. And you have a purpose to really serve the Lord in such a deep way. And we're going to find out more about that when we come right back. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and you are on Empowered by the Spirit.
365 Days of Praise, a daily guide toward transformation through praise by Deacon Steve Greco. June 16th. Song of Songs, chapter 3, verse 4. I took hold of him and would not let him go. On this date, one particular Father's Day, my wife gave me an incredible card with this day's verse written on it. I feel so blessed to have a wonderful wife who is both filled with the Holy Spirit and the mother of our children. And I am blessed to be the father of three fantastic children, whom I am very proud. My wife of over 40 years and my children are not letting me go. How much more so is Jesus not abandoning me? Like a faithful spouse, God will always be at our side. I praise and thank you, Lord, for blessing me with a wonderful family and allowing me to be a father to your children. What do you love most about your family? Praise God. For more information, please visit us at spiritfilledhearts.org. That's spiritfilledhearts.org. 365 Days of Praise, a daily guide toward transformation through praise by Deacon Steve Greco.
Well, Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and you're back on Empowered by the Spirit, and we're talking about the spirituality of summer camps with the executive director of Santiago Retreat Center, Mark McElrath, and we're talking about a man who is an inspiration to all who know him and an inspiration, really a role model for me. He doesn't know that I observe him, and I just shake my head and just go, how does he do this? You know, but I think the thing that I really relate to, and it's so, so critical today, I guess it always has been, but today it just feels, you know, I use the word crisis, that the church is in a crisis. We need to have men and women that stand up. You know, when we were growing up, you're a little younger than me, but when we were growing up and learning to type, it was now the time for all good men to come to the aid of the country. Remember learning to type?
Absolutely.
And now I'm saying it's now the time for all good men and women to come to the aid of the Catholic Church. You know, and you do that. I mean, you're evangelizing, you're building up the church. And, you know, tell us about that, because I know that that's what you do.
Well, you use the word purpose-driven, and again, so many of us have been touched by Matthew Kelly and his example and what it is to be a dynamic Catholic, and I think there's a lot of good lessons in there. And one of the first steps that he encourages and invites people to is increasing your prayer life. If you're not praying, just pray for a minute. Just literally have a conversation with the Lord. If you are praying, maybe utilize some of the traditions such as the Our Father, the Hail Mary, and the Glory Be. Or if you're doing that, perhaps start incorporating a daily rosary into your life. If you're doing the daily rosary, perhaps maybe encourage a little more scripture reading to understand the meditations of the mysteries. Perhaps start exploring the Divine Mercy devotion and the chaplet. All of these are part of how you lean in. And as you lean in, more things are put in your path. And if you can, just ask the Lord to activate those gifts of the Holy Spirit that we received at our confirmation, wisdom, understanding, counsel, piety, fortitude, fear of the Lord. As those spiritual gifts start to become more active, the fruits start coming as a result. And that's, you know, just kind of how I try to say yes to the Lord and whatever he puts in my path that way.
Was there a particular moment in time, or is it more gradual as it relates to this being purposeful and what you do? Was it gradual, or was there a particular event?
There were a couple of really watershed moments. I mentioned my formation, which was there and I took for granted. And you know, that's one of the interior, you know, sorrows of my life, is that I was given such a great education and then I just didn't do anything with it for a number of years. But it was there to draw on when the Lord activated it. Number one was my wife became pregnant, and for us, we never thought we'd be having children. It was what we thought was a miracle. And so we went back to church, and that was not part of my wife's tradition growing up, and we hadn't been going to Mass as part of our marriage. So when we started going back to church and being present at Mass, a lot of the graces started to be activated. So that was number one, a real key one. Number two, Drusilla had a brutal labor, 36 hours of labor and delivery of Mercedes, and was very traumatic and ended up in an emergency cesarean section. I'd say that's where I learned how to pray directly with the Father.
Right.
When you're a husband in the delivery room watching your wife.
You were in the foxhole, literally.
And there's nothing you can do. I mean, if you're a can-do, take charge kind of good person, you solve problems. Well, when you're in that situation, there's no problem that you can solve. I don't have a medical degree. I cannot help my wife alleviate that suffering. And so all I could do was pray. And that's where you have that interior conversation with God. Just, you know, allow my wife to be, you know, have a successful, healthy delivery and let that child have 10 fingers, 10 toes. And I'll do everything I can to help raise that girl, and to know you, to love you, and to serve you. For me, that was a major moment in my life, the delivery of that child. And then, when we came back to California, the National Catholic Family Conference was going on. There was chock full of resources with Scott Hahn and his crew and Terry Barber. What we're doing every year there. So there was a lot of catechetical formation happening at that time. The Medjugorje Peace Conference was going on in Irvine. I would attend that every year. So between the Marian piety and the catechesis happening at the family conference, I was getting filled up with prayer and with knowledge. And then the Lord gave me a great spiritual director who was a wise Servite priest who was in my parish, Father Gabriel Weber. And he was a tremendous resource to me in terms of how to model my life as a man, trying to serve as an ambassador of Mary, standing at the foot of the cross with her in service of the church today. And so understanding that servites, the servants of Mary, understand that servite spirituality was a key moment as well.
What has the servite spirituality done for you?
Well, it's really understood that Jesus came, obviously, as the sacrificial offering, the one to atone for original sin and the one for to open up in the new covenant. But it was Mary who was the instrument of her fiat, her yes, when she said yes to the Lord's invitation. And so trying to model ourselves on Mary's fiat in everything that we do, that requires you to be present to the other and see Christ in the other, even if you don't like him, even if you don't like her. Whatever our business relationships are, our friendships, heck, even sometimes our siblings, they're not people that we really enjoy being around, but they are people that we're called to love and self-giving love. And so Mary at the foot of the cross, whether it's the preferential option for the poor, or whether it's the people who are homeless, or whether it's the people that are suffering in the hospitals, or students that are suffering through school or in the crisis of technology and the distractions that have life. I mean, much of what I do at the retreat center is all about trying to on-road people into a positive relationship with the Lord through programs and hospitality. And so for me, as a ambassador of Mary, as a servant of Mary, it's just seeing Christ in the other and then being present to where they are.
My brothers and sisters, we are on the air with anointed man of God, Mark McElrath, who is executive director of Santiago Retreat Center. And we're talking about spirituality of summer camps, but we're just talking about spirituality right now. And, you know, we have such a passion, I know we both do, to really be the personification of Christ's love to people whomever we're encountering. And at Santiago Retreat Center, you can just go and just be filled with the love of Christ. I just believe very strongly that there's this sense of urgency for evangelization, for transformation, for a metanoia. And Santiago Retreat Center definitely does that. For us and those listeners that are listening to our show on a more regular basis, I'm sure you've heard me quote John 15:16. It's not you who called me, but I who called you and appointed you to bear fruit, anointed you to bear fruit. And we are called to be fruit bearers. We're called to make a difference in the vine and the branches in John 15 again, that Jesus said, I'm the vine and you are the branch. And where does the fruit go? In the branch. We're called to bear fruit. We're not called just to show up once in a while on a Sunday, right? We're called to make a difference. And that's what we need, is men and women that say, okay, whatever gifts I've been given, I want to make a difference.
Well, the first thing is show up on Sunday.
Yeah, right. There you go.
I mean, if we could just, again, when that leaning in is just that first simple prayer. But the Lord gives us the Sabbath not to worship him out of slavery. He gives it to us as a gift to us. We're called to refreshment and renewal. That Sabbath rest is something that we need as human beings. And his creative power and design, he knows what we need even before we need it. And so he created the Sabbath for us. And by going to Mass on Sundays and worshiping him and being in his presence just for an hour, there's so many graces that flow, the Eucharist of the, or the liturgy of the Word and the liturgy of the Eucharist, between Word and food, which is his body and blood. It's a transformative experience, but we can't activate those graces unless we say yes to the invitation to being at the table.
My brothers and sisters, we are to say yes, and thank you for your yes.
Yes.
You know, one of my favorite people, I know one of yours too, is Father Ben Tran. And when I see Father Ben, he's taught me to say thank you for your yes, because he says that to me. I say that to him. And to our radio audience, thank you for your yes, because that's what it comes down to. It's the parable of the sower. It's the daily yes.
Yes.
The daily, you know, we have the battles against the enemy. We have the battles against the world and so forth, against our own flesh. But saying yes, then we have 30, 60, 100 fold. And that's a big part of what happens. And part of that yes is coming to Santiago Retreat Center and coming to Catholic Vacation Bible Camp Day Camp for grades pre-K through high school. When is that? July 8th to 12th? Do I have the right one?
It is. And if you go to our website, santiagoretreatcenter.org, you'll see all the camps with all the dates and all the information for you to consider possibly attending one or all of them. So many families are busy during the summers that, you know, a lot of families will participate in two or three or maybe four camps.
Wow.
Just as a way to keep their kids engaged productively through the summer. I know so many families with school-age children oftentimes, you know, spend a tremendous amount of time on sports camps, enrichment camps, et cetera. Oftentimes we fail to realize that the best enrichment we can do is a good Catholic summer camp experience, which, you know, I knew I had growing up in my parents' life. They had, you know, nine children, so they would send all their kids to summer camp, and it was the one time that they as a couple had to themselves. And that week was totally refreshing for their marriage while their kids were off experiencing something at summer camp. So the Vacation Bible Camp is our first one that we do. Dates for that are July 8th through 12th. It's a day camp, but it also has an optional camping component for families that want to camp at the retreat center. About a third of our families turn it into a kind of a camping village, and they do a self-managed program in the evening to take advantage of the resources that we have there. So Vacation Bible Camp, it's in its 12th year this year. It's a lot of fun.
And you have a particular theme this year.
We do. The theme this year is Listen. And that theme really reflects the messages of the Marian apparitions throughout history. Now, we all know that Marian apparitions are not a requirement of faith. They're a devotional. They're a private devotional. But if the Lord thinks enough of us to send his mother with a message, it's probably a good idea for us to listen to the message and consider it in our lives. And so through this camp experience, we'll be exploring the different times that Our Lady has been sent by our Lord with a message and for us to consider what those messages are and how to incorporate them into our lives.
Tell us about your own personal devotion to the Blessed Mother.
Well, as I mentioned, I was blessed to have a great family. Then I was blessed to be at St. Catherine's Military Academy, which is a Dominican school. St. Dominic is the originator of the rosary, so the rosary is a big part of my formation in terms of that life. Then I went to Servite High School. The Servites have a special tradition of the Servite Rosary, which meditates on the sorrows of Our Lady, the seven sorrows that were prophesied by the prophet Simeon at the presentation. So between the rosary and the Servite Rosary, which meditates on the sorrows of Our Lady, this really helps me to incorporate a deeper understanding of Our Lady's role in my life and in the life of salvation history.
One of the things that I really believe in is the power of the rosary, as you do, the intercession of our Blessed Mother. My brothers and sisters, we have a spiritual mother. We have a spiritual mother who loves us unconditionally, who will help us and guide us and give us strength to endure these temptations, these trials. Just let her into your life. Just let her intercede for your family, for your marriage, because I believe very strongly that the Blessed Mother plays such a huge role in family life, which is a big part of what Santiago Retreat Center is all about.
Absolutely, absolutely. The Blessed Mother is a good mother, and a good mother always wants you to have the best, and the best is her son, Jesus. And so she's going to lead us into a closer relationship with her son, and that's her role. She's the advocate. She sits at the right hand of Jesus as an advocate for his mercy. And so when we reach into the rosary and we reflect on the meditations while reflecting on the life, death, resurrection of Jesus in the four sets of mysteries, it's a great catechesis in prayer.
And as the spouse of the Holy Spirit travels with her,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
To make such a big difference and empower us with the Spirit, the name of this show, which is so important because we're not meant to be orphans, as it says in Scripture. And Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 4:20 that the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power.
Yes.
Power, and which is translated as dynamis in Greek, which is dynamite. And to have that power of the Holy Spirit is what we're meant to have.
Amen to that. Amen.
And so, and when you go to Santiago Retreat Center, you are able to get the power of the Holy Spirit through the process of prayer, of meditation, of sacraments, of many things that are happening at the retreat center. We're going to find out more about other retreats that are happening at Santiago Retreat Center this year. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and you are on Empowered by the Spirit.
In L.A. County, there are more than 28,000 children in foster care. And sadly, every day more children enter the system. But their story doesn't have to end there. Maybe you've been thinking about starting or expanding your family. If so, there's a child in foster care waiting for you. A simple visit to fosterall.org can change the course of a child's life and yours. As a proud partner with the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, Foster All takes the guesswork out of navigating the foster adopt process and will match you with a foster family agency that suits your needs. Each agency is different, so let Foster All be your guide. Log on to fosterall.org. There's a community of amazing people waiting to support your decision to love a child, and Foster All is right beside you the entire way. Do you have room in your heart and your home for a child? Begin your journey with Foster All today at fosterall.org. That's fosterall.org.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and you are on Empowered by the Spirit. with a man near and dear to my heart, Mark Miguel Rath, Executive Director of Santiago Retreat Center. And Mark gives me hope and courage. I want to get, do you market your energy pills, by the way? You got to be taking something.
Right here.
I want to know. The energy of the Blessed Mother's Rosary, the energy of prayer, the energy of that can-do attitude, the energy of saying yes to the Lord. And you can pick up that energy at Santiago Retreat Center. And he's, again, executive director of the Retreat Center. And we're talking about the spirituality of summer camps. We've mentioned one happening July 8th to 12th, but there's another one coming up. Tell us about that Camp El Camino.
Camp El Camino is one of my personal favorites because it's a boys and girls camp for grades 6 through 9. So if you're entering the grade 6 or entering 9, that's a time of transition in a person's life. And there's a lot going on. We know as parents that there's something that happens particularly at grade 6. And so to get them out together in a high-energy camp where we have tremendous amount of physically challenging games, activities, things that really challenge the mind and the body and the soul. So daily prayer, daily mass, daily rosary, beautiful Eucharistic processions to the heights, you know, taking Jesus and the monstrance to the top of Mount Zion and then praying at sunset is one of the most transformative experiences. When Father Glenn leads these young people up that hike, and then they're there in prayer before the Blessed Sacrament as the sun is setting into the Pacific Ocean, totally visible with Catalina in the distance. I mean, it is a transformative experience in anyone's life, but particularly any young boy or girl at 6th, 7th, or 8th grade.
And my brothers and sisters, you have to experience this retreat center, and you have to experience Father Glenn.
Yes,
so
indeed.
So let's do a shout-out to Father Glenn. Tell us about Father Glenn.
Father Glenn Botten is a unique man. He's his story, in a quick nutshell, is he in the late 70s, he was invited into a deeper relationship with Christ. He said yes at an altar call, part of the Jesus movement of Calvary Chapel. As he continued on, he was ordained a Presbyterian minister. He pastored a church in Harrison, Ohio. He's a married man, raised his children there, came back to California, was called into a greater tradition of liturgy, and so he became an Anglican priest after finishing seminary there. And then in short order decided, you know, what am I fooling around with? Why don't I come into full communion with Rome?
Amen.
He had no expectations that he would be an ordained priest, but he and Kathy decided that they wanted to be in full communion with Rome. And so they joined Blessed John Henry Newman Parish here in Orange County, which is a parish of the Ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter. That's a continent-wide diocese that's been established specifically for former Anglican Communion Christians to come into full communion with Rome. So Kathy and Glenn joined. As Father Bartis got to know their story more, he really encouraged Glenn to consider putting his case forward for possible ordination. He was ordained 3 years ago by Bishop McElroy in San Diego and Bishop Stephen Lopes, who was his ordinary. And he is canonically assigned as chaplain at Santiago Retreat Center by Bishop Kevin Van, who's the Diocese of Orange Ordinary. And so we have a very unique experience. We have a married man who's a grandfather who's also our chaplain. And so he relates to families at all stages in family life in a very direct and unique way.
And he's so filled with love and filled with the Holy Spirit.
He loves
and
Jesus.
And so filled with peace.
Yes.
You know, and patience. And his presence is just so incredible. And to have a chaplain like that is a major, major asset for Santiago Retreat Center. Now, we have another program coming up for girls and July 21st to July 26th, Blossom Camp for Girls.
The Blossom Camp for Girls is by far and away our most popular camp. There's something unique about it. It's in its fourth year. We'll have over 180 girls this year.
And, awesome.
We invite any girl from the grades of 3 through 8 to consider coming to Blossom. Each day is sponsored by a different religious order of sisters. We'll have the Carmelite sisters, we'll have the Norbertine Actives, we'll have the Daughters of St. Paul, the Missioners of Charity. Each day is sponsored by a different order, and the sisters come out, and they participate in all the games, all the activities. If you want to see a competitive nature, see a young religious sister in full habit running an obstacle course competing with a fifth-grade girl.
I love it.
They do
I would not
lose.
Bet. Yeah, exactly.
They are cutthroat. They are as competitive in a joyful way as possible.
Cutthroat in a very loving way,
absolutely.
Of course. Very loving
they
way.
They lull you into that false sense of security, and boom, they put on the sprint.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, that's going to be amazing. So, again, I want to reiterate, how do people sign up for these camps?
They go to the website, santiagoretreatcenter.org, click on camps, and then that will explain. Each one has a different drop-down menu. And for those that are following along on Facebook Live, you can see an image right here. And that tells you all about the camp. You just explore it. And then if you want to register, you just click on the registration tab. Or if you need more information, you click on info at Santiago Retreat Center. We'll get right back to you with the answers to your questions.
Now, one of the things that is very important from my vantage point anyway is the themes of JP2's letter to women.
Yes.
And this is a big part of the camp. Could you spend more time on that?
The Blossom Camp is entirely built around the letter to women. St. John Paul II had a tremendous understanding of the uniqueness of the complementariness of man and woman, that God created them man and woman, and he created them for each other in self-giving service and in self-giving love and the creative process that happens through a generative relationship known as marriage. But women have a unique role to play in not only the relationship of spouse, but more importantly in terms of service to all of mankind. And so that letter to women really explains and explores themes that speak very directly to women in various stages in their life. And so we unpack that at age-appropriate levels against grades 3 through 8 to help the girls understand what they're being called to as mature women in the future.
And this is something, my brothers and sisters, that's so important, again, grades 3 through 8, for women, for young girls, to really understand the spirituality of St. John Paul II. Now, another really important camp, and they're all very important and they're all anointed, is the Catholic Family Camp in August 1 to 4. And this year's theme, as I understand it, is Do You Trust Me? And this is so important. It's something, as I think you know, this ministry, Spirit-Filled Hearts, our ministry, is putting on various seminars throughout Southern California. You may not know that, but throughout Southern California for Divine Mercy. And we've got a number of them scheduled. And part of the Divine Mercy movement is Jesus, I trust in you. And so, you know, I have to tell you, before you get into this family camp, I'm sitting in line for reconciliation and I'm asking the Lord, I said, you know, Lord, what should I confess? And the Lord said to me, confess that you don't trust me enough.
Mm.
You know, and a lot of people don't look at that as something that they normally confess. But the important thing is, do we trust Jesus? And if the answer is yes, everything changes.
Yes.
So tell us about this camp.
Well, this particular camp draws its theme from the psalm, Lord Almighty, blessed is the one who trusts in you. And you hit it right on the head, Deacon, when you mentioned the Divine Mercy, the invitation to trust. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. So during our Catholic Family Camp, which is for families of all ages, nursing moms all the way through grandparents, it's an overnight weekend camp. And what we do is we have introduced the day's topic that builds on the theme. And then we break into small groups that are age appropriate for parents together, grandparents together, children together, doing activities that are age appropriate that all reinforce the theme, and then come back into general group where we recap and share what we learned, and then we go on with our activities. It is a very fast camp. You check in on Thursday, you check out on Sunday, and it goes by, but you've made new friends, new relationships, people that have had a shared experience. You strengthen your own family bond, but you make new friends with other families that are sharing the Camino of that camp with you. And so the Catholic Family Camp is one that I highly encourage and recommend, and every family that comes has an absolute great time, not only living the sacramental life every day, but also just fellowship and fun. It is a fun-filled camp, and you can't stress enough, the Lord created us not to be dour, but to be joyful, to be joy-filled, and you can't share what you don't have. And so coming to a family camp, receiving it, and then taking it into your broader relationships outside of your household, family camp is a great way to do that.
Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice, right?
Amen.
And we take a look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. It says, pray without ceasing, rejoice always, and all circumstances give thanks, for this the will for you in Christ Jesus. The will for you in Christ Jesus is to be in communion with Christ. Now, what does that really mean? It means that you love him with all your heart, soul, might, and strength. It means you trust him. It means that you want to be in his presence. And that's learning how to pray. And how do these camps teach you more how to be in communion with the Lord, how to pray?
Well, first of all, you're surrounded by people who have a shared commitment to prayer. So you're in a communio, you're in a communion, a community of people. And when you gather together, Lord said, where two or more were gathered together, I am present. And so when you have these camps and you have like-minded people gathering together and then orienting themselves in community together towards the worship and praise of God, that's what we call liturgy when it's done in a public way. So the liturgy is a big part of every day. Daily Mass, absolutely. Communal prayer such as the rosary. We also have morning prayer and evening prayer in our gathering rituals. We pray before and after every meal. So prayer is a very natural part of the rhythm of the camps. And when you're locked in that communal prayer, you're also leaning in closer individually. And it just becomes a natural thing like breathing. Praying is absolutely a natural point. Case in point, at my table, when we sit down at dinner at my home every night, my little grandson, 2-year-old Connor, just for him, the most natural thing to do in his high chair is to reach out and want to pray and want to make the sign of the cross. He's learning at an early age the importance of prayer when we're together around a table. That's going to benefit him in years that we can't even imagine.
My brothers and sisters, that may sound like not a big deal, but it is a very, very big deal. When you're around with your young children, when you're around with your grandchildren, make sure you pray no matter where you are, in a restaurant. What we do, and I'm sure you do the same, is we have our grandchildren do the prayer.
Yep.
And so we alternate, they, you know, kind of compete to see, is it my turn tonight and so forth. But it's so important that you pray with your children, your grandchildren, that you are the personification of prayer. But prayer is not meant just to be an occasional thing. You know, we're told to pray without ceasing, and a lot of people understand, you know, they just get all, you know, how is that possible? But when you're in communion with God, when you're in his presence, you have conversational prayer.
Yes.
Everything you do is prayer.
Yes.
Absolutely. On that.
Yeah, I was recently someone texted me who's not a person who's been raised in any faith tradition whatsoever. And she texted me and said, I'm looking to pursue a relationship with God, but I have no idea how to do that. How do I pray? And it really just struck me, you know, that's a great question for a person who's never had any formation, has never had any witness in his or her life and a family. How do you relate to God? And my response to her was, well, number one, just start by leaning in. The fact that you've even asked this question is itself a prayer. You've asked that you want to be in relationship with a creative power that's not yourself. And that is putting yourself in a position of humility and just in asking that question. So praise God for that. In terms of how to proceed, you know, that's going to be a beginning step of a journey, which is just leaning in. And then we just talked very casually about how do you speak to your parents or your friends or your loved ones? And that's how God wants us to relate to him. Just have that simple interior conversation in the quiet of your own mind. Good morning, Lord. How are you? I dedicate this day to you. I ask for you to be part of my life, just like you would talk to anyone that you love, because the Lord loves you and wants to be in love with you and is inviting you to be in love with him. And so how you relate to God begins with that first lean in.
My brothers and sisters, you are empowered by the Spirit. You are being anointed by this very holy man, Mark McElrath. We'll be right back to talk more about prayer, spirituality, and Santiago Retreat Center. You're on Empowered by the Spirit. And this is Deacon Steve Greco.
The passing of a loved one is a difficult and often sorrowful step in life's journey. The helpful and supportive staff at the Cathedral Memorial Garden Cemetery, located on the 34-acre iconic Christ Cathedral campus in the center of Orange County, are here to assist you and your family through this transition. The more than 1-acre Cathedral Memorial Gardens is unique in Orange County, offering a central location, serene garden-like grounds, majestic fountains, and a dramatic statuary, all set within the soaring architectural gem of the Christ Cathedral campus. Cathedral Memorial Gardens now has beautiful glass front niches. Single, companion, and family four spaces are now available with interior LED lighting with decorative trim that will display your loved one's urn with dignity forever. For more information, please visit memorialgardens.christcathedralcalifornia.org or contact 714-489-6102, 714-489-6102.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and you are back on Empowered by the Spirit. And we're with Mark Miguel Rath, Executive Director of Santiago Retreat Center. We're talking about spirituality of summer camps. We've mentioned a number of them, and there's another one happening August 9th to 11th. Tell us about that one.
Well, that's what we call the Compostela Campout, and it's really not a summer camp per se like a traditional one for youth or family. What it really is it's a gathering. It's an invitation. The Camino de Santiago takes place in Spain, and Compostela means the camp under the stars. This is the place where the relics of St. James were first discovered in Spain through a mystical experience. So the Compostela Campout is an invitation to people of all ages to come and spend the weekend together, kind of that last weekend, a summer blowout before you go back into that back-to-school season. So the Compostela Campout serves as a reunion for all of our camp families, but also perhaps an opportunity for people who just like to be outdoors and have a good time. And so we invite people to come on a Friday evening, stay through Sunday. We have liturgies and prayers, et cetera. It's an experience. We bring in speakers. We have artists. We have different workshops that take place. But on that Saturday, we have our 1531 Festival. The 1531 Folk Festival is a blowout musical extravaganza. We feature over 20 different musical acts, all tremendously talented. Our music directors are Hope and Justin Schneer, who themselves are tremendously proficient musicians, singer-songwriters. This isn't traditional Christian praise music so much as it's Catholic-inspired, relevant music to the culture that really attracts people through the good and the good, the true, and the beautiful, and the lyrics and the musicality. These are very high quality talented musicians that could be playing in any public venue anywhere. So throughout the day, you'll be exposed to tremendous musical acts. You'll hear, you'll see different arts, people that are visual artists such as painters or sculptors or jewelry designers, or perhaps artists such as performance artists who might be teaching a workshop on how to act or how to publicly speak. But again, it's all rooted around that weekend of the Compostela Campout and the 1531 Festival.
That's absolutely amazing, and you get a large attendance of people, I know.
Absolutely, and it's a ball. It's an absolute great time. And it all benefits. That particular one is a financial benefit for our scholarship fund, which makes camps and retreats more affordable for families that maybe need a little help financially. So all of the money that's raised for the 1531 Festival goes to support the Santiago Scholarship Fund, and we have a policy at the Retreat Center. No one is ever turned away for inability to pay. Everybody contributes something, so we have a scholarship application on our line. Somebody just fills out a simple form, and then that comes to us for review, and that begins a dialogue of how we help close the gap between the tuition of what it costs to operate the camps or retreats and what a family can afford to pay.
So put that on your calendar, August 9th through 11th. Do you sign up ahead of time? Or
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And again, online.
Just go online for the information.
And what is that again?
That's SantiagoRetreatCenter.org.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, so much is happening at the Retreat Center. I mean, it's just amazing. What a blessing to our diocese, the Orange Diocese, but what a blessing to Southern California, because
yes.
I know they come from all over. What a blessing to the church. But you need help.
Yes.
You need help. And our ministry, Spiritful Hearts, we spend a lot of time focusing on being a missionary disciple.
Yes.
To be a missionary disciple for Christ. And you're looking for summer missionaries and camp counselors. Tell us about that.
Well, one of the great ways to learn the faith is to teach the faith. And so if you're a catechist or a teacher that's helping to explain the faith to someone, you'll understand tremendously what I'm saying. That's the best way to internalize it, make it part of your life. Our summer missionary program is an invitation for teens and young adults to come and participate in any one or any of or all of our camps, to apply as a missionary. We review them, and if it looks like it's a match and a fit, we invite them to come to the Retreat Center. It might be for one camp 1 week, or if their schedule allows for them to spend the entire summer. But it's a great way to come and experience living and teaching the faith in a natural way. As a camp counselor, perhaps as a leader, perhaps as somebody working in the kitchen, or perhaps somebody working as a small group leader, facilitator, might be running our ropes course encounter, might be leading hikes, might be doing all of the above, perhaps sharing your gift of music. If you're a musician and you want to lead a camp sing-along, or you might want to run an arts and crafts breakout, there's all different opportunities throughout our summer experience where a missionary can come and go deeper in the faith by serving our campers and our camper families, and also making great friendships. I mean, some of those great lifelong friendships are when you're serving as a missionary or a summer camp counselor and meeting other good young people.
Now, do they have to do it for the entire summer, or how does that work?
They can do it for a week if that's what their schedule allows for, or a weekend, or if they want to spend the entire summer. I mean, Orange County, California is not the hardest place to spend the summer.
Amen, and what a great, beautiful setting, too.
So if you're from the Midwest or the Northeast, or you just want to come to some place that's maybe a little different from where you live, I would encourage you to apply as a summer missionary or a camp counselor and come to Southern California. It is God's country.
And how does one go about applying?
Just go on our website. There's a drop-down menu for summer missionary program, how to get involved. Click on the tab, and then it'll take you to the application form.
Now, for our listening audience, you may want to underwrite a scholarship for someone to support a family or someone support someone who is a camp counselor or a young adult. How can one contribute to the scholarship fund?
Well, number one, if you contribute in any amount, $25, $50, $100, maybe you want to write an entire scholarship, or heck, maybe you do an entire camp cabin, you're participating in the mission of the retreat center, this Buen Camino. So maybe some of us can't come to camp for whatever reason. We might have a physical limitation or difficulty. Perhaps our schedule doesn't allow for it, but you want to participate or you want to encourage somebody else. By participating in the scholarship fund, it's a way for you to link yourself to unite spiritually and materially in advancing that mission of welcoming people into the wilderness to hear God's voice and the peace of the retreat center and the excitement and enthusiasm of the summer camps. So you can go to our website, SantiagoRetreatCenter.org. Click on the Get Involved tab. That'll take you to the scholarship form, and it'll show you how you can participate. It's a great way for your companies to participate through perhaps corporate match or maybe just underwriting a number of campers that want to come. People that participate from a scholarship standpoint obviously share in the graces that flow from the life of the retreat center.
My brothers and sisters, we strongly endorse the Santiago Retreat Center.
Thank you, Deacon.
The spirituality of the summer camps are absolutely amazing. Very important as a family, as a young adult, as a child, whatever it might be, to grow in our faith. The Santiago Retreat Center allows you to do that through its many programs, its many camps, its many activities. It allows you to get closer to Christ. It allows you to be transformed, to have that metanoia, which is really important. Now, I'm going to ask you another question that's maybe you're not prepared for, but knowing you, you're prepared for everything. You are a visionary, my man, my friend. So tell me about your vision or the vision of all of you together at Santiago Retreat Center. What's in the future? If you were to just have a blank sheet of paper, what will it look like in terms of where Santiago Retreat Center is going?
Well, Deacon, what a great question. You know, earlier you were talking about saying yes to the Lord, and me personally, in my own spiritual journey, one of the great moments in my life was when my spiritual director introduced me to Dan Dulac. And Dan and Diane are a married couple who really were the catalyst for beginning the vision cast for the retreat center. And just in kind of living the spirituality of the Camino with them, I've really come to understand the importance of trust and just being open to the Lord. Sure, we have our plans. Sure, we have our visions. Sure, we have our master plan. And that all does exist. We wouldn't be responsible stewards if we did not have a documented master plan that puts the retreat center facilities in an orderly way at the service of the Diocese of Orange and the surrounding dioceses in Southern California. The fundamental reality, we are at the service of Jesus, and his shepherd is our bishop. So the most important thing is to make sure that we're in alignment for what the bishop's vision is. Our bishop here in Orange, Kevin Vann, did a very thorough strategic plan that was rooted in a pastoral plan. And the three power words of that are Encuentro, Comunio, and Camino. So I'd say the vision for the retreat center is to be a place of encounter, where people can come together, encounter Jesus in each other, but also in the relationship between God and the individual. To have the communio, again, that intersection of vertical and horizontal relationship. But then to take what we receive and work on, to go on this Camino, this journey of life. So the retreat center in terms of facilities currently is 500 beds on 500 acres. We're approved for a master plan of 2,500 beds for up to 5,000 people for day use for special events. And that's what our master plan, which is administered by a team of people who are very experienced professionals who have all come together to participate in the mission of the advancing the retreat center, whether it's the facilities that are being built or being improved, that are being designed, that are being paid for with the stewardship of the contributions of people that give of their time, talent, and treasure to advance the mission. And so as the retreat center continues to unfold, we just see it being available to all 600 parishes within a two-hour drive of the retreat center. as a place of welcome and hospitality.
My brothers and sisters, the Santiago Retreat Center is a major blessing to the church, a major blessing to all of us within the Diocese of Orange, but the diocese in the surrounding areas, yes. but also across the country.
Yes.
I mean, there are people, I'm sure, that come from out of state.
We do.
And so it's really important for wherever you're listening, whatever state you're in or city that you're in, to know that this retreat center is life-changing, and that's exactly what we need to have in our spirituality. God doesn't want us to be comfortable. He wants us to stretch. He wants us to be filled with the Holy Spirit, empowered by the Spirit. In order to be empowered by the Spirit, you need to have this type of catechesis, this type of training, this type of experience, this type of retreat, and that's a huge part of what Santiago Retreat Center is all about. It's about loving through the love of Jesus Christ. And that is who you are, Mark. You are the personification of the love of Jesus.
Oh, thank you.
And you are an inspiration to all of us. Any final words that you have for our listening audience?
I just, you know, number one, we're living in anointed times. There are so many good things happening throughout the church and the parishes and in the families and in the movements and the new movements. It's a great time to be a Catholic right now. The lines are very clearly drawn. The Lord invites us to be in relationship with Him. If we say yes, first with that initial lean in, or if it's going deeper in terms of our own individual formation through formal education or through online spiritual development, through daily reading of Scripture, through following along with the liturgy of the church, there are so many ways to get a deeper personal relationship and to share what we've received. So I just encourage everyone that's listening today to follow the example of Deacon Steve and all of the team here at Spirit-Filled Hearts and empowered by the Spirit to say yes to the Lord and just to follow this adventure, this great Camino that He's invited each and every one of us to.
Welcome. I say welcome, but thank you again for being on the show. And we're just so thankful to be part of the world, the Santiago Retreat Center, and really associated with you, Mark.
Mutual experience, Deacon.
For everyone out there, just know that God is loving you passionately. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. We thank you so much for the yes that you've put in our hearts to say yes to you through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the intercession of our Blessed Mother. May everyone listening in, their families, their loved ones, be anointed by the power of the Holy Spirit with a new Pentecost, a yearning for you, Lord Jesus Christ. May you be blessed spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically through the intercession of our Blessed Mother and through the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. And I bless you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You've been on Empowered by the Spirit. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We'll be back with you next week at the same time.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Relevant Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio. God, 365 Days of Praise, a daily guide toward transformation through praise by Deacon Steve Greco. June 16th, Song of Songs, chapter 3, verse 4. I took hold of him and would not let him go. On this date, one particular Father's Day, my wife gave me an incredible card with this day's verse written on it. I feel so blessed to have a wonderful wife who is both filled with the Holy Spirit and the mother of our children. And I am blessed to be the father of three fantastic children, whom I am very proud. My wife of over 40 years and my children are not letting me go. How much more so is Jesus not abandoning me? Like a faithful spouse, God will always be at our side. I praise and thank you, Lord, for blessing me with a wonderful family and allowing me to be a father to your children. What do you love most about your family? Praise God.
For more information, please visit us at spiritfilledhearts.org. That's spiritfilledhearts.org. 365 Days of Praise, a daily guide toward transformation through praise by Deacon Steve Greco.